Chapter 29, In the Valley of Humiliation. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. A good valley. The journey continued. Great Heart went ahead, and the others followed. After they had walked for some time, Great Heart turned around. We do not need to be so afraid of this valley. If you watch closely, nothing will happen. It is true that Christian met Apollyon here. He had a painful fight with him, but that fight happened because he slipped when he descended the hill. Remember? Everyone who slips here will be involved in such fights. Because of this, many people think this is a miserable valley. When they hear that something terrible has happened to someone, they immediately think that it is a scary place. They are afraid that some filthy enemy roams about here or an evil spirit. But that is not the case. Those things will only happen here when you do not watch closely. Most people forget that. This valley of humiliation is actually not a bad place at all. Everything in this valley grows better than in other places. And sure enough, it was true what Great Heart had said. Everything grew and bloomed beautifully. Everyone, look around carefully to see if you can see something special, he continued. When you have found it, you will understand everything even better. Then you will understand why Christian was so anxious in this place. Let this be a warning for you. Great Heart had hardly said this when James called, Mother, look over there, a pillar. Everyone turned. I think there is something written on it, Mother. Shall we have a look? Together they walked to the pillar and read what was written on it. Beware of tripping. Let Christian's slips before he came hither, and the battles that he met with in this place, be a warning to those that come after. Look, said Great Heart, their guide. I told you already that Christian struggled very much here. I said that you had to watch very closely, then you would find out why he had difficulties in this valley. And now you know. Here you can read it. The boys nodded. Then he looked at Christiana. I do not say this to be nasty about Christian. He was not the only one who slipped here. But it is easier to ascend this hill than to descend it. Most of the time it is the other way around. Therefore, let us leave Christian alone. During his life he served the Lord, and now he has entered eternal rest. And he bravely conquered his enemy, didn't he? We can also be confronted with such a trial, and then I hope that it will not end worse with us than with Christian. I hope that the Lord, who lies above, will take care of that. Christiana totally agreed. But, Great Heart continued, let us continue to talk about this valley now. The Valley of Humiliation is the best piece of ground in this area. Here everything flourishes. Great Heart pointed around him. Just look. You can also see it. You see meadows almost everywhere. If you come here in the summer, you will hardly believe your eyes when you see its beauty. Just look at how green this valley is, how beautifully decorated with lilies. I know many farm workers who become rich in the Valley of Humiliation. That is how it is written in the Bible. God resists proud people, but he gives grace to the humble ones. Well, that happens in the Valley of Humiliation. There the Lord makes a person humble. And indeed, if you look around here, you will see that the soil is very fruitful. Many fruits grow here. It brings forth by handfuls. Some people wished that the way to the house of the Father would lead through this part only. Then they would not need to go over all those hills and mountains. But that is not the case. The way is the way it is, and you cannot change that. Finding rest for your soul. As they talked, they traveled further. They suddenly saw a boy who was tending his father's sheep. His clothes looked poor, but he had a friendly and lively face. While he was sitting there all by himself, he sang a song. "Listen to this shepherd boy," Great Heart said. His voice sounded excellent through the valley. "He that is down needs fear no fall. He that is low, no pride. He that is humble ever shall have God to be his guide. I am content with what I have, little be it or much. And, Lord, contentment still I crave, because thou savest such. Fullness to such a burden is, that go on pilgrimage, here little, and hereafter bliss is best from age to age." "Do you hear him?" Great Heart asked. "This shepherd boy wears an herb in his heart called heart's ease. This makes him happier than many people who are clothed with expensive silk and velvet." Was silent for some time. Then Great Heart added, "Let us continue to talk where we left off before." Curiously, they listened as Great Heart continued to tell. "In this valley, our Lord used to have his country house. He loved this place very much. He also loved to walk through these meadows because he noticed that the air was so pleasant. It is also quiet in this place. You are really free from all busyness, for that is how it is in life after all. All the streets are full of noise. Everyone and everything is in confusion. But this valley of humiliation is a peaceful, solitary place. If you want to reflect in quietness, it is possible. Here you can be occupied with heavenly things, and no one will hinder you. It is quiet in this valley. The only ones walking here are the people who desire to live like a true pilgrim. For the rest, no one is to be seen. It is true that Christian met Apollyon here. That was terrible. But I must also tell you that people met angels here before. They found pearls here, yes. In this valley they found the word of life. I told you already that the Lord used to have his country house here and that he loved to walk around this house. I want to add something to this. He also takes care of the people who come here. Every year he gives money to the people who live here and who set their feet in this valley. He faithfully pays them at set times. He takes care that they receive everything they need for their journey. Here they receive courage and strength to continue their journey. Explanation. If you know the Pilgrim's Progress, you surely know what happened in the Valley of Humiliation. Christian had slipped a few times. After this, he met Apollyon. They had a terrible fight. However, the Valley of Humiliation is not a terrible valley. It is good to be there. Certainly, things can go wrong there too, but if that happens, it is our own fault. Why is it our own fault? Difficulties arise when we are proud, and that is what we are if the Lord does not keep us. We always want to be the highest and best. We even think we know better than the Lord. Words cannot express how terrible it is with us, how necessary it is that we will learn this. But this gracious God takes care of His children. He knows how to bring His children in the right place. And what a dear place this valley will be then. The lowest place in this valley is the best place. Who will come there? People who have discovered how proud they are. Why is this valley such a good place? Because the Lord Jesus walked and lived here also. When was that? That was when He was here on earth. How lowly in heart He was. Just think of how He was born. Where was His glory then? Where was His royal majesty? He hid it and became poor. He became even more poor and humble, especially when He hung between heaven and earth. No one was with Him. How severe that suffering was. He bore His Father's heavy wrath. He did this to deliver His children from it, to free them from their sin and punishment. Now He is not on earth anymore, but He does care for His children when they are in this valley. Then He teaches them from His word, especially when that proud heart jumps up again. Then He says, "Learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls."